സദാശിവസമാരംഭം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. ഓം.
ശ്ലോക നമ്പർ 138.
അതസ്മിന് തദ്ബുദ്ധി പ്രഭവതി വിമൂഢസ്യ തമസാ വിവേകാഭാവാദ്വൈ സ്ഫുരതി ഭുജഗേ രജ്ജുധിഷണ തോനർത്ഥോ വ്രാതോ നിപതതി സമാദാതുരധികഃ തതോ യോ സദ്ഗ്രാഹഃ സഹി ഭവതി ബന്ധശൃണു സഖേ
ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ബോണ്ടേജ്. വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദറ്റ് വിച്ച് ബൈൻഡ്സ് ദ പേഴ്സൺ? വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദറ്റ് വിച്ച് ബൈൻഡ്സ് ദ പേഴ്സൺ ഓർ by which the person feels limited, insecure, unhappy. All these are comes under bondage. Bandha is nothing but insecurity. That is called bondage. What is bondage? For that Shankaracharya telling, atasmin tadbuddhihi, seeing something as another, seeing something as another. Atasmin means here anatmani, on the body mind complex. Anatmani means body, sthula shariram, and sukshma shariram, mind. This is called anatmani, on unreal body mind. Atasmin what buddhi? തത് ബുദ്ധിഹി, തത് ആത്മബുദ്ധി എന്നർത്ഥം. ആത്മബുദ്ധി അനാത്മനി ആത്മബുദ്ധി. ടേക്കിംഗ് ആസ് വൺ സെൽഫ്, ടേക്കിംഗ് ദ ബോഡി ആൻഡ് മൈൻഡ് ആസ് വൺസ് റിയൽ നേച്ചർ, ദറ്റ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് അതസ്മിൻ തത് ബുദ്ധി. ഫർ ദറ്റ് ശാസ്ത്ര ഗിവ്സ് വാട്ട് എക്സാമ്പിൾ? രജ്ജു സർപ്പബുദ്ധി, രജ്വാം സർപ്പബുദ്ധി, സീയിങ് ദ സ്നേക് ഓൺ ദ റോപ്പ്. ദറ്റ് ഈസ് അതസ്മിൻ തദ് ബുദ്ധി. Here we have to take other way round. I told you, other way round means seeing the snake as rope. That is also a problem. Once you see the real rope, if you take it as a real snake, if you take it as a rope, what will happen? Adiyum apayinda. Adiyum apayinda. Atasmin tad buddhi eva. Seeing the snake as rope, more dangerous. Pranathike apatte ana. Adu madri. So, this atasmin tad buddhi, why this happens? Tamasa, first line, last word. Tamasa ajnanena. Tamasa means here, what is the literal meaning? Tamas in a darkness. And a shastra meaning in a darkness and chunna ajnanam. Enna ajnanam? Atma ajnanam. Namakadeda, nama subject to topic enna inge. Atma, atma ajnanam, atma ajnanam, bandha. Idida mukti. These are the words come. Tamasa na udane ajnanam by the ignorance. Vimudhasya. Vimudhasya means unintelligent person. Viveka rahitaha. Chittasya. The one whose mind is not matured or refined or not having discrimination. That is called vimudhasya. Not having discrimination at all. Indiscriminative person. But discrimination and chunavade namak and the word varakudadu. Caste discrimination, sex discrimination, and the discrimination meaning edukkudadu. So that is why when we are listening to Shastra, we have to be very careful. The words, the meanings, what we have heard, they are already there in one corner. When we use this word, suddenly that meaning will come. Once if you take that meaning, it won't suit here. So, as you wind up panni, you have to give space to these words. It's a very big task for every student in Vedanta class. So, discrimination na here viveka shakti in artham. Vimudhakke discrimination kadiyade. So vimudhasya, a person of indiscriminative intellect. Prabhavati, this atasmin tadbuddhihi prabhavati means arises in such an intellect who is not having discriminative power. In such intellect, this error, what error? Seeing something and other as other. This error or mistake. Taking the body mind as himself or herself is a mistake. It arises because of ignorance. Viveka abhavat. All these are born because of viveka abhavat. Lacking the knowledge because of lack of this discrimination. Viveka abhavat. Why? Indeed. Just as bhujage rajju dhishana. Bhujage, palm. On the snake. Bhujage manna palm. Bhujage means saptami, locative case. On the snake. Bhujage. Or in the snake. Rajju dhishana, seeing the rope. Dhishana means, dhi means buddhi. Dhishana, thinking that snake as rope. Taking that snake as rope. Seeing the snake as rope, or in the snake seeing the rope. In the snake seeing the rope, that is called bhujage rajju dhishana. Tataha, once the person sees that rope on the snake paakamale kaira paathana enna aagum endra consequences are is explaining. Tataha, then Because of that, anarthavrataha means bahuvidha dukkham, many types of problems will occur, take place. Anartha means problem, calamity. Vrataha means not one problem, many problems. Vrataha means samuha. A group of problems will arise when a person see the rope on the snake. On the snake means, once if you know the snake, you will be careful. If you take it as rope, you are careless. You go near and catch. What will happen? You know that. I need not explain. So it is danger. It is apayam. That is called anartham. Snake bite immediately. So sometimes the person will die on the spot. The pain, intense pain, blood oozing and lot of mental trauma he has to undergo. So these are all anarthas, problems. Vrataha nipatati, fall into. Nipatati anartha vrataha, fall into. He gets many problems. Samadatuhu adhikaha. Samadatuhu adhikaha. Seeing one on the other. Why it has happened this problem? Seeing one as other. What he does here? Seeing the snake. Seeing one as the other. What he is seeing? Rope. That's what you have to come out of that. Until today you are listening that example. Now this is reverse. That's what I told you. So you pande guru lopan enna whole sloka, you will not get meaning here. Shankaracharya for a change, he has changed that. Now seeing the rope on the snake, paam virika nijama, paamu paamba paakana, paakana enna? Samadhatuhu unar. So, seeing one snake as the other, that is what other rope. Therefore, he will get many problems if he sees one thing as other. That is the problem. Tataha. Therefore, tasmat karana. Because of that. Third line. Fourth line. Tataha, therefore, because of that, yaha asagrahaha, yaha, whoever, asagrahaha means, whoever has got the wrong, erroneous perception. Asat means unreal, wrong, error, erroneous. Grahaha means perception, taking to. Whoever taking to something as other, asat grahaha, sahahi bhavati bandhaha. That becomes seeing one thing as other, that wrong erroneous perception itself is called saha, means that perception. He, that perception alone, bandhaha bhavati. That perception, wrong perception, erroneous perception alone will become bandhaha, bondage. Now you see what is bondage? Seeing one thing as other is called bandha. What we are doing here? Seeing the atma and anatmani. Anatmani atma darshanam. Atman pakamane anatmani atmadarshanam. This is problem. This is called bandhaha. Why? Because of ignorance. He sakhena. Shrunu sakhe. Oh, my dear student. This is called primary adhyasa. Primary adhyasa means seeing the rope on the snake is primary adhyasa. that first erroneous perception. Because of that erroneous perception, what will happen? Secondary adhyasa, all problems will take place. One mistake leads to many mistakes. Many mistakes it leads. Therefore, our self-ignorance is the cause for the problems. Because of that, you commit a mistake. That is erroneous perception. Because of that erroneous perception, you have to face many problems. This erroneous perception itself is called bandha. Now you tell me, all our problems in the life because of erroneous perception, wrong perception to oneself. This is called bandha. This is clear? Bondage means don't think somewhere it is. Our own perception towards the world, towards ourselves and towards the Ishvara, our perception is totally wrong. Therefore, according to Shastra, what is the right perception? That I have to understand. The right perception is there, no problem. The problem and the word varadu vaayila. That's why Jnani never says this is a problem. There is no atasmin tad buddhi. Anatmani, Atma darshanam is not there. He sees Atma as Atma, Anatma as Anatma. Really speaking, there is no Anatma, Atma alone is there. Where is problem? Once the problem is not there, where is bandha? Once bandha is not there, where is the question of mukti? So therefore, oh samsaris, oh people in the world, you are all having problem. Therefore you have bandha, therefore you have to work for mukti, therefore you have to attend the Viveka Chudamani class. Pannanum. If you say, I am free from all worries, guilt, anxiety, no problem at all, I am perfectly right, all the best. You need not come to the class. Shastra is not meant for them. Shastra meant for those people who recognize their insecurity, their limitation. Those who want to come out of their limitation and insecurity, for those people. There are people who do not know, who have not recognized their limitation, insecurity. They are dwelling in that only. Some people already reached, they don't have problem. In the arakkore middle irukkaangala problem, avangalella class ku varanam. Next shloka. Shloka number 139.
Akhanda nitya dvaya bodha shakya.
Akhanda nitya dvaya bodha shakya.
Spuranta matmana mananta vaibhavam.
Spuranta matmana mananta vaibhavam.
Samavrunotya vriti shakti resham. Tamo mai rahuri varka bimbam.
Tamo mai rahuri varka bimbam.
Now the next fourth topic, Shankaracharya pointing out, that is, kaha esha agataha. What is bandha? What is bondage? He has explained. Bandha is nothing but erroneous perception. Seeing the anatma, anatmani atma darshanam. Seeing the non-self as self. Seeing the non-self, body, mind as self, that is erroneous perception, that is bandha. This is over. Now the student has asked another question. Kaha eshaha agataha. How this bondage has come? Why this erroneous perception has come at all? Why can't we be free from this erroneous perception? What is the reason? Because of what reason this perception is taking place? Which creates problems? The question. For that, Shankaracharya answers in these slokas. Kaha esha bandha agataha. How this bondage has come. This is very focused answer Shankaracharya gives. Avritihi shaktihi. In the third line, samavruno tyavriti shaktihi eshan is there. That you have to take first. Avriti shaktihi esha. This bandhaha, esha bandhaha, is nothing but avriti shaktihi, a power of covering or veiling. Avriti means covering, veiling. This avriti shakti, veiling power, this veiling power is the cause for this erroneous perception. Avriti shakti, what it is veiling? This avriti shakti, what it's veiling? Covering, veiling means it has to veil something. This blanket is covering. Covering what? Next question. So, this covering something, that something is Shankaracharya explains in the first line and second line. This avriti shakti peru on the fourth line lo chunnaru tamomayi. Tamomayi avriti shakti. Tamomayi means filled with ignorance in artham. Tamas means, I have explained already, consisting of ignorance. Mayi means consisting, endowed with, filled with, consisting of tamas, predominantly covered by ignorance. Or tamoguna you can take. Tamasic nature. Tamas, tamomayi, avriti shaktihi esha, samavrunoti. Samavrunoti means it covers. Avriti shaktihi, samavrunoti, samyak avrunoti. It covers this tamomayi, avriti shaktihi, this which is consisting of tamasic nature, ignorance, it covers completely, totally. Samyak avrunavati, it veils. What it veils? Akhanda, nitya, advaya, bodha, shaktya, sphurantam, atmanam, ananta, vaibhavam, avrunavati. Our ignorance, our wrong perception, erroneous perception covers the which is akhandam. Akhandam means without any division. Our ignorance covers that which is divisionless. In the second line, atmanam. The atmanam, that which is divisionless. Our ignorance covers, veils that indivisible, undivided, without any divisions. So every object has got divisions, parts. But whereas this Atma has no parts, no divisions. Such Atmanam, esha tamoshaktihi avrinoti. Not only that, this Atma is nityaha, which is permanent. This samyak avranati tamomayi esha avriti shakti, it covers, veils that which is permanent. Atma it covers, ever evident Atma. This body is coming and going, but we are holding on to this body, anatma. That which is always present we are forgetting, which is nitya. Adivere, you can forget something whenever it comes, sometimes it goes, you can forget. But how is it possible to forget that which is permanent? அகடித்த கடனா பட்டியசி மாயா. மாயா இஸ் தட் விச் கேன் மேக் இம்பாசிபிள் பாசிபிள். வி ஹாவ் தட் கெப்பாசிட்டி. ஏன்னா ஈவன் இட் இஸ் பர்மனெண்ட், வி பிளிஸ்ஃபுல்லி ஃபர்கெட். இட் கேன் கவர். அவர் இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் ஸோ பவர்ஃபுல். நாட் ஓன்லி தட், அத்வயம். அத்வயம் மீன்ஸ் நான் ட்யூவல், செகண்ட்லெஸ். இட் ஹேஸ் நோ செகண்ட் திங், தெர் இஸ் நோ செகண்ட் திங், பட் ஸ்டில் இட் இஸ் கவர்ட் ஆஸ் தோ வெயில். அத்வயம் போதா சக்தியா. போதா மீன்ஸ் அவேர்னஸ். ஹியர் போதா மீன்ஸ் தட் ஆத்மா இஸ் கால்ட் அவேர்னஸ், சைதன்யம். அகம் அகம் இதி அகம் ஜானாமி, ஐ நோ, ஐ நோ, ஐ ஆம், ஐ ஆம், தட் இஸ் வாட் ஐ ஆம் அவேர் ஆஃப். சொல்கிறேன் இல்லையோ, ஐ ஆம் அவேர் ஆஃப் மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஹூ, கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். தட் இஸ் கால்டு போதா. போதம் போதம் பிரதிபோதம். வேர் இஸ் ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் பிரதிபோத விதித்தம் மதம். இன் எவ்ரி காக்னிஷன் திஸ் இஸ் அவைலபிள். வாட் ஆத்மா? இன் யுவர் எவ்ரி காக்னிஷன், தட் மீன்ஸ் இன் யுவர் எவ்ரி நாலேஜ் தட் இஸ் அவைலபிள். இன் எவ்ரி ஆஃப் யுவர் காக்னிஷன் அண்ட் நான் காக்னிஷன் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் அவைலபிள். I know, I don't know. So that I is present whether you know or do not know. That I is Nityam, Advayam, secondless. So this I, what you are saying, there is second I? Nanena Swamini, I am. Enga irukka Advayam? Dvayam enga irukka? No duality. This is only one, Advayam. And bodha means awareness, shaktya means by its swarupam, that which is with its swarupam means nature. Awareness is its nature, non-duality is its nature, eternal, that eternity is its nature, and akhandatvam, divisionless, is its nature. It is swabhava, it is not acquired, it is not acquired. Not only that, Spurantam Atmanam. Spurantam means which is shining. Spurana, Spurti, என்ன சொல்லுவோம். இன் எவ்ரி ஸ்புரண, இந்த ஸ்புரந்தம் சொல்கிறோம் இல்லையா, ரிமெம்பரிங். இன் யுவர் எவ்ரி ரிமெம்பரன்ஸ், இன் யுவர் மெமரி, தட் இஸ் அவேர்னஸ் இஸ் எவிடென்ட். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஸ்புரந்தம். அனந்தம் மீன்ஸ் லிமிட்லெஸ். அந்தம் மீன்ஸ் லிமிட், ந அந்தம், லிமிட்லெஸ், அனந்தம். திஸ் ஐ அவேர்னஸ், ஒரிஜினல் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் லிமிட்லெஸ். இட் ஹேஸ் நோ லிமிட் அட் ஆல். தட்ஸ் வை வாட் வி சே, ஆத்மா இஸ் இன்சைட் இட் பாடி, அவுட் சைட் த பாடி இட் ஹேஸ் நோ பவுண்டரிஸ். ஆத்மா ஹேஸ் நோ பவுண்டரிஸ், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் அனந்தம். வைபவம், வைபவம் மீன்ஸ் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ், ஆல் பர்வேசிவ், ஆல் பர்வேசிவ். சச் ஆத்மானம், தட் சச் டைப் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா, ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் அப்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ். சச் டைப் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா இஸ் வெயில்டு ஆர் கவர்டு பை திஸ் ஆவ்ருதி சக்தி, மாயா சக்தி. யூ கேன் டேக் ஹவு இட் ஹேஸ் கவர்டு. எக்ஸாம்பிள், ராகு, ராகு அர்க்கபிம்பம் இவ. ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் திஸ் ராகு, த எக்லிப்ஸ் டைம், திஸ் ராகு வெயில்ஸ் த சன். தட்ஸ் வை இந்த எக்லிப்ஸ், லீவிங் தட் ராகு லீவிங் த சன் இஸ் கால்டு மோக்ஷா. தேசே சன்னுக்கு மோக்ஷமா, சன்னுக்கு மோக்ஷம் ஃப்ரம் வாட்டுன்னா, ஃப்ரம் திஸ் ராகு. நவ் சி த பியூட்டி ஹியர், this rahu covering the sun, who is bright, illumined, all pervading, such sun is as though veiled, covered. Now there is very subtle point. Sun, this is called arkabimbam. This rahu is evident because of sun. Listen carefully. This Rahu, when it is covering, how do you know? How you are able to see that Rahu? Sun. Even this Rahu who is covering is also evident because of sun. Similarly, even our Ajnana, Avriti Shakti is also evident because of Atma. I will repeat again. You require a subtle mind for this, no? Rahu is evident because of sun. Now, Surya Prakasham, see, that is why you are able to see the sun, even though it covers, and the silver line theriyum. Surya Prakasham irukkada. Have you seen? It looks like a moon. Rahu, that moon looks like a very, one line mattum da theriyum. In the Rahu, the shadow, that shadow is evident because of this sun. Otherwise, how can you see the shadow? See, to see the shadow, this Rahu, you require some light. Who is giving light? Sun. Adhe madre, in the Avrati Shakti also, what? Bring it here. This Avrata Shakti also is evident because of this Avrata Shakti is also evident because this is an aside point. Manasla vandhu sholittanan. Okay? Because this Avrata Shakti Ajnanam also is because of Atma only. But unfortunately this Ajnanam has got such a power to veil the Atma, just as this Rahu is covering the sun. Just like that, Rahu goes, sun shines. You don't say, sun vandhachu ennu solluvomo? Solluvana, sun illiyo, Rahu irukkumbodhu sun irukkara illiya? Irukka. Adhe maadhiri ippadi indha ajnanam irukkumbodhu Atma irukka illiya? Irukka. அந்த அஜானம் கூட ஆத்மா மூலமாக தான் தெரியறது. ஐ டோன்ட் நோன்னு சொல்கிறோம் இல்லையா? அதுதான். ஸோ அர்க்கஹ பிம்பம் ராகுரிவ தமோமயி ஆவருத்தி சக்தி ஏஷா. தட் இஸ் த மீனிங். இன் தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி ஸ்தோத்திரம் ஆல்சோ ராகுகிரஸ்திவாக்கரேந்து சதரிஷோ. இந்த ஸ்லோகம் தெரிஞ்ச சங்கராச்சாரியர் ரைட். Similarly, now here some aside points I will remind. Samanya Amsha Vishesha Amsha. Okay, Samanya Amsha, you know. That is I am. I am. Apro, what you are telling, that is Vishesha Amsha. Specific Amsha means part. That specific future we do not know. Ajnani do not know that specific future. Vishesha Amsha. Aham Dehaha Asmi. Mama Manaha. Mama Dehaha. It is so attached. This is Vishesha Amsha. This is erroneous perception. So instead of taking Aham Brahma Asmi, Brahma Amsha is the Vishesha Amsha. I have to recognize. How I am identifying now? I am identifying with this name. Form which is temporary, which is having limitation. Evvala padichalum kuda, the more you study, you come to know, you do not know many things. Limitation. The more you make mind more and more peaceful, somewhere or other it is disturbed. See? And the more and more you try to adjust the body, again it is disturbed. Ippoda swamini doctor kitta poi check up panni vandutta. திருப்பி ஏதோ ஒரு ப்ராப்ளம்னு. ஸோ திஸ் டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ் அட் ஆல் லெவல்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஐ எம் டேக்கிங் ஐடென்டிஃபையிங் மை செல்ஃப். தட் இஸ் வே ஐ எம் சஃபரிங், வரிங். திஸ் இஸ் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் திஸ் பாடி, திஸ் இஸ் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் அண்ட் விடுத்து வி ஆர் நாட் லீவிங் இட். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வி ஆர் ஹேவிங் லாட் ஆஃப் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் டு த பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் விச் யூ கெனாட் சேஞ்ச். யூ ஹாவ் நோ சாய்ஸ் அட் ஆல். பட் ஸ்டில் வி ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங். And we are not owning up Atma Swarupa. That is the problem. Sat and sat expression. Here, sat chit chit expression, I form. I means I am. Chidrupena ahamasmi, sadrupena ahamasmi is the samanya amsa vishesha amsa jnana. Erroneous perception is that there is, that is, right, you know samanya amsa, there is. But there is snake, there is rope, nama rope ku vandiralam ipo andha example venda adu aayidupe. There is rope vishesha amsa jnanam not there. So what amsa I am seeing there? Sarpa amsa. So if I see the sarpa vishesha amsa wrongly, problem. So samanya amsa jnanam is there, vishesha amsa ajnanam is the cause for bandhaha. That is the meaning. Anandam brahmatvam is replaced by aham dukhi. Aham sukhi and chulalam ilio, ananda swarupaha aham asmi and chulalam. What we are saying? Aham dukhi. Aham dukhi, aham dukhi. That is the problem. Therefore, this avrit shakti is the cause for our dukkha, samsara. Now the next shloka also, Shankaracharya explains how this avritti has come. We'll read that shloka.
Tiro bhute swatmani. Amalatara tejovati puman. Amalatara tejovati puman. Nanatmanam mohatam.
Sorry.
Anatmanam mohatam. Ahamiti shariram kalayati. Tatah kamah krodham. Prabhruti bhiramum bandhana gunaihi. Bhiramum bandhana gunaihi. Param vikshepakhya. Vikshepakhya. Rajasa uru shaktir vyathayati. Rajasa uru shaktir vyathayati.
Shloka se customer ikla pronunciation. How this bondage has come, the reason Shankaracharya has given, avrati shaktihi, that tamomayi avrati shaktihi, it covers, it veils the person's discrimination, intellect, therefore wrong perception take place. In this shloka also, same thing continues. Amalatara tejovati, mala means impurity. Amala tara means which is of the nature of purity, or you can take tejovati also together. Amala tara tejovati means which is of the nature of effulgent. Tejovati means effulgence. Effulgence without any impurity. Amala tara means without any impurity. What happens to this effulgent nature of Atma which is free from impurity? Swatmani tiro bhute. When it is, it does not shine. Atmani, swatmani tiro bhute means does not shine. Tiro bhute means avrite sati in artham. Avrite sati. When oneself is eclipsed, as though eclipsed, one's self is covered, eclipsed. Just like the sun is eclipsed by Rahu, it does not shine. When Rahu covers, sun does not shine. Similarly, this Atma Amalatara Tejovati also Tiro Bhutena. It does not shine. Why it does not shine? Mohat Puman, the person, due to confusion. Puman Mohat. The person, Mohat means due to confusion or delusion or adhyasa or superimposition. Or superimposition. Anatmanam. See that Puman Anatmanam. So Puman Anatmanam, Puman Anatmanam. So therefore you have to split Puman Anatmanam. This person, Anatmanam, that which is the not self. Anatmanam means and the not self, not an inverted, K inverted, not self. Anatma. That which is not self, anartha. Anatmanam. Shariram. What is anatma? Shariram. Body. Stula shariram. Or sukshma shariram. Anatmanam. Shariram. Avare kudukkaraaru. Anatmanam. Shariram. Aham iti kalayati. Not self. Taking this not self, the body, which is body, taking as I, aham iti, I am, aham iti, kalayati, considers mistakes, tataha, therefore, then, what will happen? Once this person mistakes the body as I am, he says, as I am, anatmanam, Shariram Ahamiti Yaha Chintayati Kalayati considers mistakes. What will happen? Tataha Kama Krodha Prabhutivi Amum Bandhana Gunaihi. The mistake panitano? Vandachi. In Kamam, desire begins. Vikshepakya, we take a second line, the fourth line. Vikshepakya means, Vikshepa means projection. That it is known as Vikshepa. Superimposition. Erroneous perception. This Vikshepakya Rajasaha means born out of Rajas. Born out of Rajas. Why this? Dehe Atma Buddhihi? Because of Rajoguna. Because of that Rajoguna, this bhavana comes. Vikshepakyaha Rajasaha, born of Rajas, Vuru Shaktihi, which is a strong one, which is a powerful one. This Rajas Shakti is not ordinary Shakti, it is very, very powerful. Mahishasura is very powerful. Rajasic, Tamasic nature dominant in them. Therefore, Daivi Shakti, Mahishasura Mardhani is required. Sattvika Shakti is required to destroy the Asuric nature. Adhikita Vijayadashmi. Vijayadashmi edhukaga? To destroy your own Rajasic nature and to elevate or to bring out your Sattvic nature. Rajasa Uru Shakti. Which is strong power. What it does, this Rajas Shakti. Chumma irukuma? Kama Krodha Prabhutihi. It creates or it becomes the cause for the desire, anger, etc. Kamaha means desire. Krodha means anger. Prabhutihi, etc. etc. Vagaira vagaira. Kama comes, krodha comes. Once your desire is not fulfilled, what follows? Krodha. Then, so once you don't have an object, you desire for it. First thing. Once you don't get it, you get anger. Suppose you get it, you'll get lobha. You want to possess it, you don't want to give it to anybody. So kama, krodha, lobha. Once it comes, lobha, moha, you will attach to that object. All these are like twin brothers. Shumbha, Nishumbha, Chanda, Mundasura, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Shishupala, Dantavatra, all our brothers, they'll come together, attack us. So Daivi Shakti, that Ambal, who is none other than powerful, that Brahman should come and destroy. What is that Brahman? Atma Jnanam. Atma Jnanam alone. So therefore we worship that Devi, Brahman in the form of Devi. Same Brahman we worship in the form of Shiva in the Shivratri time. Same Brahman we worship as Shiva at Krishna Jayanti time. Krishna Jayanti time. Same Brahman we worship as Devi in Navaratri time. Clear? So therefore, kama krodha prabhati bhihi amum bandhana gunaihi. Bandhana gunaihi means by the binding qualities. Gunaihi means by quality. What type of qualities these are? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya, prabhuti viyana. Innu potukalam. Adi mattuma swami innu irikkena. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. Itla guilt kediyadu. Anxiety kediyadu. You have to seethikana ellame. That is why Shankaracharya wrote in Nirvana Shatkam. Na me dvesha ragau, na me lobha mohau, madho naiva me naiva matsarya bhavaha. I don't have lobha, I am not lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. They are all belong to this body-mind complex. Disown them, that's all. Totally I want to be free from desire, impossible. Totally I want to be free from anger, impossible. As long as you are in this body-mind complex, even dominant sattva guna, there is an iota of rajoguna. That's why falsify them. Make them unreal, midhyatva nischayena atma jnana prapti dvara, be free from them, do a namaskara for them. They will not disturb you. This is called atma jnana. Bandhana gunaihi amum vedhayati. What this does? Kama krodha. Undi chumma vaika valkaro. Amum vedhayati. They afflict this person. They afflict this person. Never say outside. Ramba, ore padapadapu swamini, anxiety, tension, and expectations, lot of expectations, edirpaarpu, ellame, adhu venum, idhu venum, idhu venum, inna desire, varalaya, kovam, ore kovamo, kovam. That's why a Vedantic student, a mumukshu, must be always watchful, alert. The kama, krodha, once they take place, they will not allow you to think. The more you do interaction too much, kama krodha are inevitable. That's why mumukshu is one who reduce the interactions with the world, minimize the interaction. Minimize the interaction. That is called sadhana, another sadhana. So amum vyathayati, they disturb this person. So why this kama comes? Just a side point. Why this kama comes? Why desire comes? The feeling that I am incomplete. I am apurnaha. If I get this much salary, I am complete. If I have this much big bungalow, I am complete. If my son get nice job, I am complete. If my son get nice girl, Marumahal, if I get, I am complete. This person feels always incomplete. Therefore, desire something to become complete. And after getting that, he is complete. No, another desire comes. Another thing. So Purnam is not there. Always thinks apurnaha. I am incomplete. I am incomplete. This feeling creates the desire. That incompleteness is the cause for the desire. How that incompleteness goes? When I own up my Purnatvam, that completeness, my nature, this incomplete notion will go away. Once that incomplete I am, incomplete apurnaha, apurnaha notion goes, where is the question of desire? Jayato vishayan pumzaha sangasteshupa jayate, sangha sanjayate kamaha kamat krodhovi jayate. So kama is the main cause. Kama is because of apurnatvam. Apurnatvam is incompleteness is because of ignorance. So therefore, get knowledge, come out of ignorance. Next shloka.
Mahamohagraham grasana galitatma vagamanaham grasana galitatma vagamanah dhiyo nanavastham svayam abhinayam tadgunatayam apare samsare Vishaya Vishapure Pure Jalanidhau Vishaya Vishapure Jalanidhau Nimajyon Madhyayam Bhramati Kumati Kustita Gatihi Bhramati Kumati Kustita Gatihi
Another sequence, you know, consequent, it is going more and more tragedy, you know, the person's life. So kumatihi, last line that kumatihi means kuschita matihi yasya saha, that's who is unintelligent one, another. The unintelligent one, kumatihi. What is the opposite for kumatihi? Sumatihi. Sumati, that's why they keep the name Sumati. We don't know Sumati, but Sumati is the name of intelligent. Kumati means unintelligent fellow. Kumati he Mahamoha Graha Gasana Galita. Mahamoha means, moha means ignorance, delusion, not ordinary ignorance. Mahamoha, big, greatest. Highest, worst, this is the worst blender. Ulahatla edada blender enna atasmin tadbuddhi da blender. Tappa, 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 periya tappu. Andha maadhiri ella panni kashtapadrom. Adhanaala tappu pannaama irukkanumna andha right path la poganumna. Mahamoha graha grasana, graha means crocodile. And since the ignorance is about big Atma, Atma means that which is, Brahman means what? Brish, which is big. Okay, this is the derivation, literally. Atma is called Brahman. Brahman derivation is from the Brish. Brish means to be big. That which is big is called Brahman because of its all-pervasiveness. Since this Atma is big, the word is Atma is big, so your ignorance also is big. Since ignorance is about big Atma, therefore ignorance is also big. Just a side point, don't take it. Graha grasana means the catch of crocodile. Grasana means catch. Graha means crocodile. Just as this catch of this crocodile, this moha also avagamana galita, the self knowledge is also he lost. The samsari is one whose self knowledge is lost because of the swallowing done by the moha crocodile. The samsari is one whose self knowledge is lost because of swallowing done by the huge crocodile called self-ignorance. Because of Atma Anatma Ajnanam. So, namma self-knowledge illamale self-ignorance em varudunna, this ignorance is compared to crocodile. It swallows person's discrimination. That is the meaning. And other meanings we'll see in the next class. Only first line we have seen. Once you have that, your self-knowledge is swallowed by your self-ignorance. What are the consequences? And chollapurar. Onna runda avastha man chollapurar. Nana avastha. Enna nana avastha panni nirku paam. Enna chollre? Nana avastha. I am suffering so much. அவஸ்தை படுறேன் நான் அவஸ்தை பண்ணிட்டு படுறேன் நான் இன்னும் நிறைய அவஸ்தா அவஸ்தா அவஸ்தான்னு இந்த ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா சொப்பன அவஸ்தா எடுத்துக்காதுங்க அவஸ்தானா கஷ்டங்கள் எல்லாம் கஷ்டம் 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 இதுதான் எல்லாம் ஒரு கதை கதை கதையாக கஷ்டங்கள் சொல்லிகிட்டே போகலாம் அந்த மாதிரி நானா அவஸ்தான் எல்லாம் வில் டேக் பிளேஸ் அண்ட் தட் சங்கராச்சாரிய கோயிங் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் வில் சி மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி ஹரி